All right, last question. Is there anything else that you want to say about Fight TV, and what are your hopes for it moving forward?
Well, I hope that we can continue to build on our 15 million downloads. I think once people try it, they're going to be telling their friends about it. You know, obviously the price is right, free, to give it a try. And I think once people download it, and then they go on and just take a little tour of their own volition, they'll see all the amazing opportunities for entertainment that it presents. And like I said, it's so easy to utilize. You got Wi-Fi and you got a smart TV. You're in business. And if you're somewhere that has Wi-Fi and you've got a tablet or your phone and you want to watch a fight or watch a wrestling card, you're traveling on the road and you're in an environment that has Wi-Fi, you can watch it right there on your telephone. So it's great in that respect, and or you can watch it on your iPad or something. Mm-hmm. It's the coolest thing in that regard. So I hope that more people try it, and I think that really the selling for me is I just ask people to trust me and try it. There's no downside risk because you're not investing anything to download it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you download it, if you go on and do the site survey and take a little tour of your own choosing, and see all the things that are there awaiting you, I think you'll agree with me that I've got apps on my phone that I rarely use.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that I'll use all the time. So it's, because I can sit here in my easy chair and turn my smart TV on, and then I can manipulate it by my telephone.
Yeah.
It's great. You know how it is. And you're younger, and you're more in your demographic and more your lifestyle. I'm trying to catch up in that regard. That's why what attracted me to it, to be honest with you, is that, hey, I felt comfortable dealing with it. I feel very comfortable because, like I said, it's so simple to navigate, and it has so many options and things that you can do. You don't have to just download it and go for you crazy. If there's a paper you want to see, that's cool. Well, then watch it. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of other things on there. Joey Styles, works at WWE, was former ECW, the voice of ECW, was telling me, he watched it all weekend, watching a lot of free stuff because there wasn't a lot of pay-per-views on that weekend. He was watching free stuff and loved it. So that's kind of how I look at it. And, like, you know, I love the fact that they got those Bruce Lee movies, among others.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's classic stuff, right?
Absolutely. Can't go wrong.
It's a motif.
Mm-hmm.
It fits. So hopefully we'll continue to add those 15 million downloads, and I think a lot of promoters are going to see that, hey, these guys are a conduit for me to get to get some recognition and to get my product exposed. To me, it's a lifesaver for a lot of small promotions because now you can put your product on TV, you can get the pay-per-view world and see what you can generate there. Can you develop a following? And if you can, then you can help fund your company and you can get some of your fighters discovered. Because anybody that's in the smaller promotion world knows that if you're there, quite frankly, to facilitate some of your young fighters' next opportunity.
Sure.
It's like being in Ring of Honor. I'm a Ring of Honor fan, but mm-hmm. I think the proof is in the pudding that a lot of Ring of Honor stars eventually go to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said this to Ring of Honor guys many times. You should use that as a positive. If I'm an independent wrestler and I know that by going to Ring of Honor and putting in 2 or 3 years of good hard work and working on my game, if I knew that that was may lead me to WWE, I'm there. So to me, it's a great selling point for ROH. The second thing it does, it lets them develop talent, and then the talent moves on before they get stale, and it opens up the opportunity for new guys to come on the scene and fill that role. So it keeps the product fresh. I think there's a lot of win-wins here. So I really believe that if you're a student of any of your genres that we cover, you're going to like the fact that you're going to see guys on here before they were stars. And I like that personally. I'm a fan of the genre. I want to go back and see all of Ronda Rousey's fights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I've seen all of her fights in UFC, but I want to go back and make sure I didn't miss anything in Strikeforce. I want to make sure that whatever fight she had before Strikeforce, somehow, some way, I get a chance to watch those. So to me, that's a cool part of being a fan, is watching the guys before they were stars, and seeing what they, you know, what their early years consisted of. That's like watching an early 1970s tape of Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
You see Flair in his formative years, but you can see flashes of brilliance, even though he was a green guy that was just getting experience. You knew there's, I could say the same thing, because I saw this with my own eyes, Shawn Michaels in his first territory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill Watts and I knew that Shawn Michaels was going to be special early, really early. Natural instincts, amazing timing, just had a tremendous skill, so just were instinctual. So I love that aspect of being able to look back on those old tapes and say, man, Shawn was good then. He was good as a 19-year-old rookie. So that's just me as a fan, but I think we're going to find that in a lot of fans are going to say, I really love this because I know that these guys are going to get called up. Or you find a fighter or a wrestler that's good, and you start reading about it on the internet or whatever, internet wrestling community type stuff, and you see that this guy's already on the radar of some people. So I think that's a win-win for everybody.
So, like, when I was growing up, like, I was, like, 10 in 1993, 1994, and I used to trade tapes with people all the time, like MMA tapes, you know, pro wrestling tapes, anything that I could get my hands on. And after, you know, technology changed and whatnot, you have the WWE Network, which is great, but at the same time, you're missing a lot of, like, super indie stuff. And I think the app is cool because it's super indie and it's super fresh. So it's kind of like you could watch a couple of videos and then suggest them to your friends. And it's kind of like you're trading tapes all over again. It kind of like you rediscovered what you loved about all of these different genres of entertainment and sports.
Yeah, I agree. You're right. And it's kind of tape trading in a way. Mm-hmm. You use the app for your, this facilitates subjecting. If you're really a MMA devotee, and you really like, or even a certain weight, you break it down to a certain weight category. I want to see who the next new heavyweights are. I want to, or whatever, or the next Ronda Rousey's, whatever. This is a situation that will allow you to search out those fighters and watch them develop. And I think that's really cool. And I think it's good for the business because, quite frankly, no promotion of any size can survive and perpetuate unless they develop new stars. People want new. We want new. And that's in this society, especially, because attention spans are shorter, all that good stuff. We want new. And new storylines, new talents, new rivalries, new factions, whatever. So I think it's a, I think we all like that new stuff. So, and man, the Fight TV is going to give you, it's going to open the world anew. New fighting, new wrestling, you know, new boxing, all nine yards.